Greetings, everyone. This is the Divinely Preserved Healer, and I am doing my first podcast for my website. I have put this off for a while because I wasn't sure what I wanted to focus on, and I'm not one that gets involved in real-world events or has discussions about real-world events, but I have to take on my role as a light worker, as a starseed who has been called to service, and I have to share the heart of spirit with you. And so it's very disheartening that my first podcast is really to reflect on and discuss, spiritually speaking, the death of a unarmed African-American man named George Floyd, who lost his life 5 days ago when an officer was kneeling on his neck for over 8 minutes to the point that he became unconscious and eventually lost his life. At the time, this man was handcuffed and he was face down. As this officer, and now it's coming out that maybe there were other officers that were also kneeling on this man as well. First, let me say that how this was handled, this death of George Floyd is wrong. The officer involved in his process all of this is wrong. There is no right in the midst of this. A family has lost their loved one. This is another African-American man who has lost his life. This is becoming very common in our society, in our world, and this is not just, I don't even know how I want to say this, but the death is not right. The process not right. And I'm going to go even further because this is really about what is now going on in over 30 cities. There is protest regarding the situation. Early on, a lot of the government officials were saying, hey, you know, these are people upset over this death. And now as I look into the news, there are officials that are saying, okay, this is no longer about George Floyd. This has now gone from people feeling like they're not being heard until people are now taking advantage of a situation and are now creating mass chaos. We just, in the last couple of months, not just here in the United States, but also in the world, have been on lockdown, shelter in place, for some people in quarantine for a pandemic referred to as COVID-19. I'm not going to even go into that. I've already put out a position paper on how where I stand as far as the coronavirus and COVID-19, so I'm not going to even address that here. But I will say this. One of the things that people had a fear about in having to stay at home for extended periods of time, for a lot of people, I think in the state I lived in, I think we were at home for about 2.5 months. And one of the biggest fears that kept circulating here in the States was martial law. They're going to call martial law on us. Well, we have gotten past that, and a lot of states are now open. This being May the 30th, so there should be, I think there are probably very few places that are now still in some form of shelter in place. So now people are free with some restrictions of, you know, a lot of states are doing phase reopenings, phase one, phase two, phase three. But I said that to say is that I don't recall hearing about martial law actually going into effect during this pandemic. And that was a huge fear among a lot of people, is that the government was going to force us to stay at home. They were going to start arresting people and locking people up. And I don't think that happened anywhere here in the States. Even the president came back and said, hey, I have no intention of initiating martial law. Even in the states where they did call up the Now, I don't know about all of them, but I know where I am here in Louisiana, there was a call up of the National Guard. And usually when people hear that, the first thing they think is martial law. So I went to investigate and learn more about why it's the National Guard being called up. And it was not, it had nothing to do with martial law. It was really about protecting certain entities. I can't remember the details, but I'll say this. For this particular situation in Minnesota, which is where this happened, Minneapolis, they did call up the National Guard. But again, the National Guard is not there to fight, to arrest, to, it's none of that. They are there to protect, I think it was the banks, the pharmacies, and grocery stores, trying to keep people from going and rooting and looting those particular places. So I'm saying all that to say is that people have a right to express their opinions and their concerns. But I don't see how protesting is going to resolve anything. Protests have gone all the way back to the civil rights, even before. I, as an African American woman, understand why people are frustrated. But at the same time, it's like, do you understand that if you don't play your cards right, you're going to initiate the very thing you say you don't want? And with over 30 cities that are now having protests that are being linked to George Floyd, again, I am not siding with anyone. This is wrong. This man losing his life, the parties involved, there is no right in this. I need to say that again. There is no right in this. But same goes for protesting. There is no, you may have the right to do so, but there is no right in doing that because you're looting. Okay, there are people now looting. They're burning down businesses. That means a loss of income for employees. That means loss of resources for people in that community. There is no right in the protest either. All you're going to do is usher in martial law, which is going to suspend the original laws of the land, and then you're going to be upset about that. This window of time that we're in, starting this year through probably the next 10 to 20 years, the decisions that you make that are not for the highest good of everyone is going to create problems for everyone. I'll give you a simple example. When I was growing up, right before it was time for me to go into high school, there was the little small town that I lived in. There was state was deciding that they were going to close down the high school, the local rural high school. They were going to close it down, and people were going to have to go to the high school, the public high school in the county seat, which is about, maybe 30 minutes away. So instead of getting on the bus and going, being 5 or 10 minutes away, no more than 15 minutes away, now you're having to go twice that amount of time to get to school. And I remember everybody got scared. They decided they were going to protest. And one of the ways they were going to protest was to take their child out of the school. Now, some people were not doing it because they were protesting. Some people were doing it because they were fearful of sending their child to school. They thought something may happen. But here's the thing. They still closed that school. Despite all the protests, they still closed it. Fast forward to my time here in Louisiana, where the same situation happened again. And the only difference between back then and now is there's several local news stations. So now people have access to hear both sides of the situation because the case is the same as when I was growing up, but it was a small town community. There was no television. I mean, the people who were trying to speak the truth and say, you don't understand what's going on. Y'all are protesting. You're keeping your kids out of school, but you don't understand how you are playing into the very thing that you say you don't want. So when this same situation happened here locally, and the school district decided they were going to close one of the rural schools, people got mad. They didn't want their children to be bused so far. They started protesting. And in the process of protesting, the local news, of course, went to go interview the parents, and they're expressing their concerns. But they also interviewed the school district, and the superintendent explained, this is how this works. The school is being closed because of their ever decreased in enrollment. So in other words, this is a small rural town. There's not as many people who are having children, or there are people who are moving away from the community. So the funding, the number of kids who come to school, is based on how much funding that school receives. So if the funding gets to the point where they can no longer operate the school to be able to pay for basic utilities and the teachers and what have you, they're going to have to close that school down. So people protesting, and even the superintendent said it, by not bringing your child to school, you're making it even easier because the number of students that are no longer at school has decreased. And now you're showing us this has played out to the point that now we have no other choice but to close the schools. Less students, less funding. We can't do this anymore. Now, I don't know if they did go ahead and close that school, but I thought it was so powerful, because so many years ago when I was young, I'm like, I really want to know, maybe if there was a television station there, people would have been able to understand and comprehend and know why things were the way they were. I didn't say it was right or wrong. Yes, it is an inconvenience, but sometimes things happen and play out in a certain way for a particular reason that initially we don't understand. I'm going to say one more thing, because I want to keep these shows kind of short. But this is playing right into something that I came across many, many years ago. It was very few people that I even discussed this with. But these riots that are happening now is just the beginning of a whole lot of chaos that is going to be going on right here in the United States. This is the year 2020. So COVID-19, coronavirus, was the first thing that ushered this in. And now we've had this death of this unarmed African-American man who was killed by a police officer while he was handcuffed. Now we have this. We have nationwide protests concerning this. All of this is a part of the perfect storm. That was a prophetic sermon or prophetic word I heard many, many, many years ago from the late John Paul Jackson. Anyone who comes to me and asks me privately, what are you seeing spiritually? What is going on? I refer them, depending on, you know, what their religious background is, I usually refer them to watch on YouTube the videos. There's one called The Perfect Storm, and there's another one called Headlines of John Paul Jackson. He was a prophet, 11th hour prophet. And he did a series on what he said would start about around 2018. It really would hit the fan starting about 2020, and that these events would transpire for the next 10 to 20 years. And he did say this is not the wrath of God, but there are five different elements that he said that there are things going to be going on in the earth. And those five elements were religion, politics, economics, war, and geophysical events. The pandemic falls under, let's see, the geophysical events. And he actually used the term epidemic, which is what a lot of people were calling this at the beginning, until, you know, the government official said, no, we're going to call this a pandemic. what he said at the 16 minute and 32 second mark of his video called The Perfect Storm. He said an epidemic would take many lives, not just here, but elsewhere. He also said that it will begin elsewhere and it will come here. He went on to share, and this is what I'm going to be covering in this podcast, and I may do some things on the YouTube channel about this, because it's so much information that he covered. And what's so scary is I have been for years sit on this prophecy thinking, is this really going to happen? Is all these things this man's saying is going to happen? And guess what? It's happening. And people are blind to it. It's happening. He also went on to say, as it pertains to riots and looting, he said that during this time frame, that we will begin to see the worst riots in history. I'm actually quoting from the video where he said the worst riots in history. He said some may call them race riots, but it's more economic in nature. So he said the economic difficulties. Now, this ties back into the coronavirus, because the shelter in place, the pandemic, it closed a lot of businesses. People were supposed to stay at home because, you know, this is so contagious and you're going to catch it and you don't want to die. And, you know, we're trying to spike the spread of this and blah, 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 blah. A lot of people lost their jobs. This is why the government is going out of their way trying to give all these handouts and $1,200 here, $600 for a kid, another $1,200. It's that within itself is also creating additional problems. This will get worse before it will get better. Okay. So John Paul Jackson went on to say that the economic difficulties, he didn't connect the pandemic, but I am connecting the dots for the five different areas and some of the things that he said that would transpire. The riots fall on the politics. And he said that as the economic difficulties cause mobs to roam the street in a Robin Hood mentality, and that's going to begin to escalate. And he said basically what's going to happen is, instead of just the protests, instead of focusing on what happened with George Floyd, now people are moving away from the race riots to, now I just want to be ruthless and wild, and I'm just going to go and do whatever, whoever, just take, even if it doesn't belong to me, not realizing there are consequences for this. And I don't mean just someone is going to get locked up and go to jail for protesting. I'm talking about, it's a domino effect that people are missing. Yes, you have a right to express yourself, but in doing so, what additional issues and problems do you create for others? And when it's all said and done, can you honestly say that what you have done has actually helped? It would be so much different if people would take the time to get an understanding of, why am I here during this window of time, in this time frame, in this earth, and all of the BS that's going to go down in the next 10 to 20 years. They've already said it's going to take years just for the U.S. economy to recover. But if things like this continue to happen, it's like one more blow, one more snatch of the rug from underneath us. This is going to have a domino effect that's going to forget coronavirus. I'm probably not even making any sense. It just saddens me, because I understand people's frustrations. I get it. But it's one of these situations. I'm going to say something that John Paul Jackson said before. And he talked about how you live your life. And I'm not going to look at this from a Christian perspective. I'm going to look at this more from like a metaphysical or spiritual perspective. How you live your life. How the decisions that you make right now are so important. But those decisions don't just affect you. You expressing yourself to the point that it is inducing violence is not just affecting you. It's one of those situations where someone gets so angry and they get so mad and they speak and they say or they do something. And then after the fact, you see the repercussions of what you've done. It's going to be too late then. There is no uh-oh. There's no oops. There's no trying to rectify or fix it. The damage is done. The perfect storm that John Paul Jackson released through his prophetic word back in 2008, talking about the things that will begin to transpire in 2020. This man passed away, I think, around 2015, so he's not even here anymore. All we have is the messages that he says he received from God, from Spirit, about five areas, five elements that from 2020 to out a good 10 to 20 years. When they say the new normal, I know I was using that in my videos on YouTube before. The definition I was using was different from now. Where you see yourself and what transpires in your life in the next 10 to 20 years with all of these things that are going to transpire, you're going to know who truly has the hand of God over them. Because the people you think are the ones who God will never leave or forsake, you're going to find out real fast some of these people have been pulling the wool over your eyes. And you're going to have to find this out the hard way. And when you do realize that you've been duped, that you've been lied to, and even in these areas, religion, politics, economics, war, and geophysical events, when you find out you've been lied to, you're going to have to find a way to cope and to process and to deal with the truths that are now being revealed, that are contradicting the misinformation, the wrong information that you have been led to believe, and protesting and rioting and fighting. And none of that is going to fix or change what the truth is. All it's going to do is create even more problems. This rioting is going to usher in martial law, the very thing people said they didn't want. But then when it comes, now you're mad at the government. No. You have hand delivered them, just like the parents keeping their children out of school, not understanding how the system works. Less students, less funding. We can't keep this open. We gotta close. Same thing with these riots. Like I said, there is no right in this. There's no right in this man losing his life. There's no right in this officer handling the situation the way he did. There is no right in this, but you are also not right. You have that right, but you are not right to do it if you're not gonna do it peacefully. Not rioting and looting and causing more distress and more heartache and more economic problems on the people in those areas. Oh, I can't even. I'm done. If you have not done so, I strongly encourage you. I've told a lot of people this. To really know what's going to happen in this world. Everything that people have been talking about for so many years, been warned and concerned about, not just martial law, but the new world order, concerned about the dollar losing its value and being replaced with another currency. All these things are about to manifest. They're going to roll out. It will not be overnight. These changes will be gradual, but if you do not open your eyes, you will miss this. And you will look up and look around and say, what happened? You're going to miss this. And this is a pivotal time in our history when Spirit is going to reveal those who truly understand what's going on. Everything that you thought could help you before is not going to help you. Everything that you cling to before that you thought was going to be all you needed is not going to work anymore. Even during the pandemic, people couldn't go to church. So people who clung to the old rugged cross, it's not going to help you now. You can pray, it's not going to help. I'm not saying that God won't hear you, but this is like, this is the type of thing you pray away before it comes. You try to divert it in the spirit realm before it comes, but now it's here. It's sort of like a volcano that's been roaring and rumbling that may have been silent, and now it's rumbling and rolling, and people are like praying to keep it from erupting, and then all of a sudden it erupts. And once it erupts, you cannot stop that lava that's flowing. It is going to flow and it's going to consume everything in its path. If you were not aware of, or you have not prepared yourself to get out of the way, or to be at a higher altitude, or in a different area where you are not consumed by this, this is the time. And I'm actually going to quote John Paul Jackson's Perfect Storm, when he said, righteous living will open or close doors. Okay, during this window of time, righteous living is what's going to open or close doors for you. Or you'll be one of those people that's going to be ruled over, okay, and run over by the leaders. Because a lot of these people that are in these positions are making decisions for us that are ego focused. And all of this, and it goes back to protesting. Are you protesting because of the concerns about George Floyd, or have you allowed this to go past, and now you're operating in your ego? This is no longer operating for the heart of another soul that has left here under the wrong circumstances, and it's not right. And people put their trust in the police and the way they handle the lives. There's a difference between operating from the heart and operating from your ego. And some of these people that are protesting are ego driven. Some of these government leaders that are making some of these decisions, some of these people in authority positions, whether it's the church, whether it's politics, I don't care where it is, they're operating in ego. And during this window of time, people are about to be exposed. So if you're doing something in the wrong spirit, you are going to be exposed. And once you are exposed, it's nobody's fault but your own. If you really want to make a difference, why are you here? What has God called you to do? How can you be of service with the gifts and the talents and the skills that you were blessed with, and why you were sent here? Because there are people who need your talent, who need your skill, who need your wisdom. And when you operate in that, there is no death. There is no lack. It is all about raising the consciousness of humanity. It's all about raising the consciousness. What are you doing to raise the consciousness? And watch, I haven't even watched the video of George Floyd. I know that it's not something that needs to even sit in my spirit. I don't need to watch it. I don't need to read everything that people are putting on the internet. If you know, especially when you're an empath, you already know, you can sense and feel. So you have to shield yourself from all of this. Like I said, if you have not done so, and you can do so, I would strongly advise you to watch The Perfect Storm on YouTube by John Paul Jackson and listen to the prophetic word. Now, he is a Christian prophet, so, you know, keep that in mind. But listen to what he says is going to transpire between 2020 and onward. Listen, I'm actually going to cover podcasts going into the future on this very topic. I'm going to break it down. So every time something happens in the earth plane, something happens here in the United States, and it points back to the perfect storm, I'm going to come out and I'm going to talk about it. Because there is someone on the sound of my voice who needs to hear this. Because you are sitting back wondering and looking, thinking, okay, do I go out and protest? Do I become a part of this? No, you don't need to. You have a higher calling. If you want to give and make a difference, tap into your higher calling and walk in that. With that said, I'm going to sign off. Again, this is the Divinely Preserved Healer. I thank you for checking out this podcast. This is my first episode. Like I said, I mean, I'm one of these people that like to be all structured and have everything organized and laid out. And sometimes you just have to go with the flow. And that's what I've done with this episode. So I hope that something I've said has been of use to your soul and your spirit. And that will help you to push past through what's going on in the earth right now. If you would ever so kindly visit www.thedivinelypreservedhealer.com. And sign up for our mailing list or check out any service that we have. Also, please subscribe to our YouTube channel by the same name, The Divinely Preserved Healer. We would love to have you a part of our family, our spiritual family, because during these times, we really need like-minded people need to come together, because together we can uplift each other as well as begin to send out our own love and light out into the world. So I thank you for tuning in, and I'm signing off. Namaste.